This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. And again, greetings this morning and welcome to our lesson. We're glad you've tuned us in and we hope the program encourages you and challenges you. And again, if you would like to contact me, I will give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. Remember, you can re-listen to this program on the website. You can even pass it on to others by downloading it and emailing it to them or giving them a link to the website. Again, I have a weekly meditation on the website that I hope you'll find helpful. I hope you'll go to the website and use some of the other helps and information that is on that website, including some of the tracks might be helpful to you. So if you want my addresses, my mailing address or my website address, I'll give that to you at the close of the program. Now, we've been doing something that's very basic on the program the last few weeks. We've been looking at the names and titles of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first one we looked at, of course, was the one that we find. I read from Revelation chapter 1 where it says that he's the one who is and who was and who is to come. He's the ever-existing one. And we need to keep in mind that while the Lord Jesus was in fact one who had full humanity, when he came into this scene, he was also complete deity, and he was and is the ever-existing one. And the reason I emphasize that is because there are many people who fail to understand that because the Lord Jesus died at the cross of Calvary, they seem to think that he ceased to exist at that time, but he didn't. And we're all going to meet him. We're going to meet him either as our Savior or as our Judge. And so he is the one who is and who was and who is to come. And that the Old Testament name that seems to embody that truth is the Old Testament name Jehovah, which was the covenant name, the personal name that Israel knew the Lord by. It was the way the Lord had revealed himself to Israel, Jehovah. And sometimes we talk about the name Yahweh, which is a form of Jehovah. So as we look at Jehovah, that's sort of the basis for the other names that we're looking at. And we have been looking at his name as Jesus, which means Savior, comes from the Old Testament name Joshua, or Jesus saves. We've looked at his name. We've kind of skipped over the fact that his name usually is associated with the Lord. We call him the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we look at the word Lord, we're really looking at a title, not a name. We're looking at a title that gives reverence to him, much like the title Sir or Mister would give in our culture. And it's a way of addressing the Lord that shows our respect. It may mean master. In some cases, rabbi seems to mean teacher, but the Lord may mean teacher as well, or leader. But really, we could say he's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our master. He's a Mr. Lord Jesus Christ. And so we show that respect when we use the title Lord. But we've also looked then at the fact that he would be called Emmanuel, that is God with us. And I really enjoy that because we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And if we're saved, God is for us. We read about that in Romans chapter 8. So Emmanuel is also the way we know the Lord. We don't ever have anyone addressing him as Emmanuel except in these early chapters of Matthew, but the name Emmanuel comes from an Old Testament prophecy, and so we know that it is emphasizing that God sent his Son so that God could be with us. And we certainly are glad that he's with us and that he's not against us. However, if you're unsaved, you can't say that, because the unsaved, those who have rebelled against the teachings of Scripture and who have rebelled against the idea that Christ is the only way to God, those people are the enemies of God, and so they cannot say that God is with them. But I can say God is with me. He's my Emmanuel. Now, I want to look today at the title or name Christ, and I would call that both a title and a name because he's called the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the name Christ is first mentioned in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1 because they're giving us the genealogies of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the Greek word for the Old Testament word Messiah or Anointed One. He's the one anointed by God to carry out his eternal purpose. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one uniquely commissioned by God to accomplish his will through his crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and second coming. He was the one the prophets prophesied of and whom God's people look for. So when I look at the name Christ, I personally am thinking primarily of the way in which he fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies, but in connection with the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, the name of Christ has to do with the offices that he fulfilled as well. He's the anointed one of God, so he's the Savior. He's our great high priest. He's the beginning and the end, as we've already talked about. So, as Christ, he is the one that was anointed by God to become our Redeemer and our Savior. Now, we first read about this anointed one. I wouldn't say we first read about it, but one of the places we read about this anointed one is found in Isaiah 61, verse 1, where it says prophetically of him, "The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is upon me, because Jehovah has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted." That is, Jehovah, who is the Lord, has anointed the Lord, that's interesting, isn't it, to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the eyes to those who are bound. So, in the Old Testament, Jehovah might seem to be somewhat distant, austere, and perhaps in a sense unapproachable. But in the New Testament, he's very approachable because in Luke chapter 4 and verse 17, when the Lord begins his public ministry, he reads this passage from Isaiah. And in Luke chapter 4, verse 17, we read, "And he was handed the book." He was in a synagogue now in Nazareth. "And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.'" Now, when we go back to Isaiah 61 and read that prophecy where he was to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, I didn't read it, but in the second verse it would say he was also going to preach the year of vengeance of our God. But the Lord closed the book before he read the part about vengeance, because when he came the first time, he came to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. It's when land goes back to its original owners, when prisoners are set free, when debts are released. That's the year of Jubilee. It was to be fully celebrated every 50th year. We don't have a record in the Bible of the Jews ever really celebrating it, but it's a picture of the acceptable year of the Lord, or of the blessings that we have when we trust in this one who came as the anointed one of God, as the Christ of God. He was anointed to go to a place called Calvary where they crucified him. And so, in fulfilling his office as Christ, it was Jehovah in the Old Testament who commissioned Jesus in the new to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I know that's a little hard for us to take in and a little hard for us to understand, but we have to remember that when the Lord was born as a baby in Bethlehem's manger, he never lost the character of God. And so this Old Testament Jehovah, the ever-existing one, was now embodied in the Lord Jesus, and it was, you might say, the plan of God, but more specifically, the plan of God as instituted through Jehovah, that the Lord Jesus would be born into a human body and would then, in Luke chapter 4, begin a public ministry where he would prove himself to be the very Son of God. So we who are blessed by the first coming of the Lord Jesus, we have entered into this year of Jubilee, this acceptable year of the Lord. We have the blessings of being released from our debts in a spiritual way. We have the blessings of having things made right. And we are not only made right with our fellow man, we're made right with God. And yet we find out that those who really reject this blessing of the year of Jubilee, who don't understand that the Lord came to be a blessing in this way, there's coming a day when he will be the one who carries out vengeance and the day of vengeance of our God. And we've talked about that before on this program. Even though we live in a day when the Lord is offering his mercy to an unbelieving world and is trying to reach people with the gospel through the work of the Holy Spirit and the preaching of the gospel, even though we live in that day of grace, sometimes we call it the church age, there's a day coming when God is going to take up dealings with the nations for rejecting him. And when he takes up those dealings, there will be a period that will be called the Day of Vengeance of our God. When we preach the gospel, we have to preach about the blessings, but we also have to warn people about the cost of rejecting the Lord and the cost of turning away from the blessings that are available to them. Nationally, there's a coming tribulation period, and we don't want anyone to have to go through it. If you think things are looking bad in our day today, we haven't seen anything yet with regard to even natural disasters and wars and all the things that are going to happen on this earth, because men are going to reject God and they're going to have to be brought to their knees to realize that the one they've rejected is in fact the one who has died for their sins. And the Jewish nation, the apple of God's eye, is going to have to be brought to that place too, where they realize that when they said crucify, crucify, they were crying, they were having people crucify their Messiah, their anointed one, their Christ, the one who had come to redeem them. The Lord had to suffer before he could reign, but he is the Christ, and he has come to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, and he is the anointed one of God. And I hope that as we preach about the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have come to the conclusion that he's the answer to your spiritual needs, and he's the one who can change your destiny from a place of torment throughout the endless ages of eternity to a beautiful place in heaven. And our Heavenly Father, we pray for those who have listened to the program today. We pray for thy blessing upon the program, and we just thank thee for thy love. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Now, our address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. That's the mailing address. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.com. bdcministries, all one word, .com. And we do thank you for listening.